Now, the Stadium Stomp is in its fourth year this year. Tell us a little bit about the origins of the event. Who on earth came up with the idea of running up the steps of the SCG?
Actually, good question. It was actually my wife's idea. She's an avid stair climber, believe it or not. She doesn't like running events. She finds walking doesn't give a good enough workout. But she loves sort of going for a Sunday walk and climbing stairs and running up hills. So we sort of jointly came up with the idea. And there's lots of stairs. There's obviously a lot of tall buildings around, but we thought we'd try our stair climbing idea at the SCG.
I think it's a wonderful idea because it's kind of out in the open. You get some fresh air, you get some sunlight, and you get those calves burning as well. So I think it's a fantastic idea. Now, Ben, take me through the course this year because I understand it's not just the SCG.
Not just the SCG. It's not just one stadium, it's two. So we also use Allianz Stadium located next door. So it's a bit of a complicated course. We start them at the SCG and they'll sort of run pretty much halfway around the stadium up and down all the stairs, and then we'll shoot them across the Allianz where they'll go up and down again, and they'll get to finish at the SCG with a finishing lap.
Goodness.
Which is much deserved. So everyone gets to complete a victory lap of the oval before crossing that finishing line and getting themselves a medal and also a massage at the end.
I don't know a single Sydney sider who hasn't dreamt of a victory lap at the SCG. I think that's amazing. Exactly how many stairs are there to climb?
6,300 steps.
Oh, my calves are hurting thinking about it, Ben. Oh my gosh. How long does it take the average person?
Yeah, good question. It's actually, our event's a little bit different to a lot of other fun runs and the like, in that we don't time the event. We encourage participants to sort of take their time and treat it as a personal challenge. So it's not a race where you can finish first, second or third. But on average, it would take the average person around about an hour and a half to complete.
Goodness me. So it's not a race. It's not kind of trying to beat the person next to you. It's just a personal best, which I think is a much better way to do things. Is it for kind of all fitness levels then?
Absolutely. You know, we get a lot of females competing in this event. We get people from all sorts of ages and all sorts of backgrounds. We find that people love doing it as a challenge. It's an endurance-based workout, and a lot of people get a great thrill sort of at the end after they've sort of completed something as sort of challenging as 6,300 steps, because there's not too many other places, you know, in Sydney at least, where you can climb as many steps in the one location.
No, it's a bit insane, to be honest, Ben. I love it. It's crazy. Your wife is crazy. I love her.
She is crazy.
How many participants are you hoping to see march their way up the stairs tomorrow?
Look, it grows every year, but we're hoping to get just under 2,000 participants, which will be fantastic. And of course, we're encouraging all those participants to fundraise and obviously to fundraise for the Leukemia Foundation, who do wonderful work, and they're our charity of choice this year.
That's absolutely amazing that there is a charity of choice, that Leukemia Foundation, they do such incredible work. They need every dollar that they can, but they're not the only charity who will be benefiting. People can nominate their own charities, can't they?
Absolutely. We get lots of groups and lots of charity organisations that get involved, and they use this as an important fundraiser for themselves. So you'll see lots of different people dressed up. We encourage people to dress up as well. We had an event at the MCG a few weeks ago, and we had a young man dressed as a gorilla going around. So that was quite entertaining.
Oh, that's wonderful. So online registrations, they're closed, but you can still register tomorrow morning. What time does everything kick off?
Look, it all starts. Gates are open at 7 o'clock, and the first wave time's at 8 o'clock. So it's not like a normal fun run where everyone starts at the same time. So we have different wave times throughout the day, basically from 8 o'clock in the morning, and the last wait time's at 11 o'clock. So I encourage you to come down to Driver Avenue at the SCG. You'll be able to register on the day and complete this epic challenge.
Well, Ben, best of luck. Go and stretch your calves out. It's going to be a big day for you tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Hope to see you tomorrow.